Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. I'm excited to be joined this morning with our guest, Madison Jackson. Hi, Madison.
Hi, Mr. Bradley.
Thank you for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
So let's get right to it. So I want to know all about you. So let's start with outside of the school building. So tell me about who you live with, what it's like at home, what are your hobbies, all that good stuff.
Well, I live with my grandmother, my dog, my mother and my father, and my youngest sister, Michaela Jackson, who is in the elementary and third grade right now.
Okay, so you ranked grandma, then dog, then mom and dad. Was that on purpose?
No.
But you do love your dog, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
So tell me about your dog first.
Well, he is a brown and white pit bull American bulldog mix.
Oh, wow. I often joke around with Miss Thompson. Whenever I talk to Miss Thompson about her dog, her voice changes. Because she has like a special dog voice when she's talking to her. Do you have a special dog voice?
Yes, it's kind of high-pitched.
It's high-pitched? I think that's how Miss Thompson's is too. So, grandma, mom, dad, sister. You and your sister get along pretty well, or do you fight a lot?
We fight.
What about? What do you guys fight about?
Well, over nothing.
Silly stuff.
Yeah.
And I bet your parents get annoyed.
Very.
Do you have to share a bedroom? Ah, that's like the cause of probably a lot of the issues, isn't it?
Yeah.
My own daughters, two of my daughters share, and that's a constant fight. So, what do you do when you're at home? So you get home from school. What kind of stuff do you do at home?
Well, I usually practice on my great-grandmother's flute. I crochet something. Or I usually sing.
So you're a musician?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a second. So you play the flute. Are you in band here at Highland Middle School?
Yes, I have 5-day band.
And did you know how to play the flute before, or is this like your first experience?
First experience.
How's it going?
Very well. I got 100% on my 5 notes recording for band class.
You said it's your great-grandmother's flute. Is it in good condition?
No, it needs new pads.
Okay, is that something that you'll be able to do?
Not too soon.
Not anytime soon? So you just have to make do with it?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're a singer, too.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you like to sing?
Well, country songs.
Oh. Who's your favorite country artist?
Well, I really like Luke Combs.
Me too. What's your favorite Luke Combs song?
Fast Car.
Mm.
His cover from
I'm gonna test you. You're gonna test your knowledge here. The original artist.
Yeah. I forget her name.
Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Do you like his version better than her version?
I definitely like both of them the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I like them both too, but I think I like his a little bit better. Oh, I love country music. We'll have to maybe have a duet sometime. We'll spare the listeners of the podcast today, though.
Yeah.
So music, fighting with your sister, but it sounds like it's pretty good at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that so for those of you that don't know, Madison is a sixth grader. So we've just today is October 4th. We are in our fifth week of school. How's it going so far at the middle school?
It's going pretty good.
Is it what you thought? Is it different? I'm just kind of curious to hear what the reality has been compared to what you thought.
Well, the reality is I thought there would be a lot more homework than there is, but they give you enough class time and mentorship to do your other schoolwork in their class to get it ready for your next class.
You're not complaining about less homework, are you?
Mm-mm.
More time for flute and singing at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday, listeners, I had the chance to be a substitute for Miss Mowry for ELA, and the project that Miss Mowry's ELA class is currently, that they're currently doing, is called Bully Free. Tell us about that project and what you guys are doing.
Well, we're reading this book called The Revealers. It's about a boy named Richie and a boy named Russell. And Richie started bullying Russell for no absolute reason. And we're working on technically projects on the Revealers and a little story called Taco Head, where this girl, Sophie, is being bullied for eating tacos in the cafeteria because she's Mexican-American.
I can't believe people would bully for tacos. They're delicious.
Yeah.
So at the end of the project, so after you've read the book, what's your final product? What is like the culminating product going to be for your project?
Well,
or do you even know yet?
I have no clue.
Well, so hopefully it's how we can stop bullying, right?
Yeah.
Last week, we did an event in our mentor groups called Mentorship Minute.
Yeah.
And it was all about being kind, right? Why do you think there are some kids that have difficulty just being kind? Why is that a problem? I think our kids are pretty kind for the most part, but sometimes we slip up. But why can that be challenging, to be kind all the time?
Well, to be kind all the time is kind of hard because if you have something going on at home, it kind of gets to you and you can get mad easily. You can get frustrated, and I can see why you can't be kind sometimes, but it's always a good idea to be nice and respect other people. Don't put your problems onto them. Put your weight onto them, on their shoulders. But it's hard to be kind. I've bullied once, but I got out of it.
Well, if you just did it once, that's not bullying. That's just not being very nice. Well, something I think you said is profound, that we have a lot of things going on outside of school that then we bring with us. And some good advice that I learned a long time ago is, like, we don't know what's going on with people, right? And we don't know what's causing them stress and trauma. So, like, I think the fact that as a sixth grader you recognize that, I mean, that's super mature. That's really good. So what else has been like good or exciting about the start of school?
Well, I get more locker room than I did in fourth grade. My backpack finally fits in there.
It didn't fit in elementary school?
Mm-mm.
So we've got, it's probably, we have some sixth graders who can't even reach the top of their lockers. Are you one of those?
If I stand on my tiptoes, I can put my books
okay.
up there.
Madison, were you nervous at all coming to the middle school?
Very. I was shaking in the car when I was getting on the bus.
No kidding. Just because of the unknown, or because it's something new and different? What were you nervous about, do you think?
I was nervous about navigating the school, and I wouldn't be able to find my classes, and I'd be late on, and I wouldn't be able to recognize the teachers. I wanted to get on their good side.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, okay, so now that we're 5 weeks in, how are you feeling now? Still nervous?
Not one bit.
Not one bit.
It's just I had to learn the route to my classrooms.
Mm-hmm. So just getting in a habit, getting in routines. So what advice would you give? So if we have any fifth graders that listen to the podcast, or if you have friends still at the elementary school that are really nervous about coming here next year, what would you tell them?
Well, I wouldn't be nervous at all. It's super easy to find all the sixth grade classes. If you need help with your lockers, the teacher will come and help you. Stuff is really easy on the first day of school. You start learning about your routines that you get in the classes. And the sixth grade classes are all put together, like I said before. They're all in a nice little space where you can get to them easily. Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's listening and you're stressing, don't stress. It's going to be good. So like I said, we're in the middle of the fifth week of school. What are you looking forward to, like, moving forward, whether it's the rest of sixth grade or, like, even in seventh or eighth grade? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to eighth grade for the DC trip.
What is exciting about that to you?
Well, I love history. Absolutely love it. It just seems exciting to visit all the historical places in DC with, like, Washington and Abraham Lincoln and the... We've went to D.C. once before to see the March of the Unknown Soldiers, mm-hmm. like when they mm-hmm. march.
Yep.
I loved it.
Yeah, and that's one of our stops on the trip.
Ooh, that'd be exciting.
Yes, to see the changing of the guard, and oh yeah, that's fantastic. Well, Madison, I'm so glad we got to do this. I'll tell you what, let's do this again in like 7th or 8th grade and see if things have changed. Things have stayed the same, maybe even as we get closer to that DC trip in eighth grade. Sound good?
Yeah, that I'd be up to it.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Madison.
Thank you.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!